Elishur, Chelik Beis, Kuf Samech Hei, the ninth chapter, Sechel Regesh Vispalus. Mind or intellect, emotion, and the concept of Vispalus. Once again, Seilu Seilu Ponu Derech Reim, Rechshom Adech Ami, the Pasuk in Yishayahu that speaks about clearing the path, removing obstacles from the road. We are removing all sorts of misconceptions about what Musar is and what it isn't. There is a gigantic difference between the wisdom of the Torah and other intellectual disciplines. The Torah is directed at accomplishment, at doing. We want to establish a perfect human being. The Torah wants to create a human being who's not just intellectually bright. A person whose entire being, his behavior, his conduct is perfect. This is one of the most dramatic differences between us and the culture of particularly the West today. Essentially, what Western civilization admires and values is the intellectual splendor, that brilliance, the beautiful creation, whether it is a film or a symphony or a scientific discovery. In the West, we especially admire the benefit that will accrue from particular creative episodes in terms of improving our lives. So whether it's a technological breakthrough that will make our lives even more comfortable, or whether it's a beautiful piece of music that will give us more. But that's essentially what we admire in Western society. Shlemus ha'adami eina dereshes. Western society, Western culture does not demand that the person should be whole and perfect. If a person invents the ultimate app, a revolting word, but he'll make his fortune, he'll be admired and famous and wealthy, nobody cares whether he's a mensch. Nobody in Western society cares whether he's a mensch. He can receive his million-dollar paychecks without any requirement to be a human being. Shlemus adami eina dereshes. Western society doesn't demand that. The philosopher is not required by the university that gives him a chain philosophy to actually live up to his teachings. It's a merely intellectual exercise. As we know, gedolei ha-psychologim isnagu b'chayim ha-pratiyim kemi she'me'olam lo shem'u mashu al psychologia. Great psychologists conducted their private lives as if they'd never heard the first thing about psychology. Similarly, the poet, nobody expects him to live his life with the same, adinus means gentility and sensitivity. Nobody expects him to live his life with the same sensitivity which his poems reveal. He can be a total drunkard and a glutton and a philanderer. In fact, in Western society, it would probably make him an even greater person, even more admired. But he can be mamash a total failure as long as he produces beautiful poetry or whatever it is, songs, he'll be considered successful. But in the Torah, there is no room for this intellectual approach. It is totally unacceptable. Adam sheyesh setira bein chochmasoi u'ma'asav, a person in whom there's an inconsistency between his wisdom and his behavior. Such a person is not considered an authority in Klal Yisrael. He's not considered bichlal, he's not admired as somebody who is bar samcha, authoritative. One statement along these lines, Yoyim adaf ayin beis kol tamid chacham she'in toichoy kevaro ino tamid chacham. A tamid chacham whose inside is not like the outside is not a tamid chacham bichlal. He's a person who can get a degree in Oriental studies, Talmudic studies, but he's not a Talmid Chacham. Hatorah einah mevateres lagadol shebagdolim al sedek kal kol shu ben chochmasoi uben ma'asav kedoshim. The Torah does not give an inch, even to the greatest of the great, for a slight crack, a tiny crack, meaning a separation, an inconsistency between wisdom and behavior. We are commanded to learn in order to do, to fulfill it. As another statement puts it, Kiddushin Daf Mem, learning that brings to accomplishment. V'hine, belimud lemaase atzmoi. Even in learning, in order to accomplish, yesh hevdel ben limud shmatesa lehalacha uven halimud shliras shamayim v'midos. Even in learning with the intention to fulfill, there's still a difference between learning a sugya, which is directed halacha, to know in particular how to perform a certain mitzvah, on the one hand, and learning of yiras shamayim v'midos in order to behave in a certain manner. Kan hu chidushei hagadol sherbein Rabbi Yisrael nishmaso eden beseras eispolus. This is the place where Rabbi Yisrael made his great chidush of what we call his paalus. He writes, haseichel yigalet ta'alumos chuchma. The mind reveals all sorts of hidden issues of wisdom, sisei tzifunim, things that are hidden. Yoyirer hadas v'amezima. The mind stimulates various elements within it, lachkoir velishoil, to investigate, to ask, vivare dvarim ha-mesupakim, and to clarify things that are in doubt. That's the mind, and we understand what the mind does. Ha-ispa'alus, this concept that we call ispa'alus, yaseidasa liftoyach timtum halev. Its foundation is to have an effect on the heart, to move a person. Lishpoch bah meitvunase, to be able to pour into the heart the waters of his wisdom. Es asher noida la'adam. That which a person knows, his mind knows, achen bekirbo lebo, but hasn't yet entered him. Lazois, and therefore, limud haisharas darkei amidois v'taras kochos anafshiois. Therefore, he says, learning with the objective of straightening one's midois and purifying one's psychology and psyche, nifradim heima milimud kol Torah v'chumah. They're different to regular learning, even of Torah. Yan bahema yedi'a v'adam ha-yod'am shne dvarim heima. Because when it comes to this type of learning, the knowledge and the person are two different things. The knowledge is like latent, as we said above, within the person. It's through this learning, when it's done correctly, that a person acquires his perfection, to conduct himself in accordance with his knowledge, the knowledge which he has and which is correct. Yeah. Again, the contrast between regular learning and darkei amidos, knowledge is not enough. If the knowledge doesn't penetrate his heart, if it doesn't become part and parcel of the person's personality, and this is where his palus comes into it. This is what his palus does. That's a pasuk, to bring the person the blessing of incorporating his knowledge with his conduct. Interesting point over here, that even after the session when the person has learned his palus, even after it's removed, it's not lost. Even once a person has finished learning and is now returned to his equilibrium, is no longer in that state of heightened emotional awareness, it still leaves an effect behind. As a person does this many, many times, especially if he does it in a particular way that suits his particular situation and circumstances, so these leftover effects will become more numerous, etc. The author is just paraphrasing. When you learn regular sections of Torah, there's knowledge and the person. Generally, if you fulfill Siddur Halachos, it's sufficient that the knowledge is within him. And of course, he has to do the mitzvah in accordance with his knowledge. But when it comes to midois and purity within oneself, there it's much more. The knowledge has to become fused with the person. It has to become one. That's when it bears fruit. To change the person's character for good. Now, v'hine, kol limud Torah. We've learned this before. Every learning of Torah. Tzarich lios be'ima, bir'a, bereses, uveziak, Moshe Abantan Torah, mamash, based on the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Beis. we learn there that every learning has to be like it was at Matan Torah, with awe and trembling and concern. Every learning has to be like that. Ulam belimud Musa, but in learning Musa, shematrasi is achdus yedi ma'adam. Again, the objective there is that the knowledge be fused with the person. There, Tevei Rabbi Israel, there Rabbi Israel demands, and here's that famous phrase, she bisfasaim dolkois, with burning lips. Berigshasa nefesh usarasaruach. A person must be in a state of emotional turmoil. It must be learned with a certain excitement and emotional arousal. Tzuras halimudi lechatchila be'oifen shachrei halimud v'achazar nagei l'hispalus. This form of learning is lechatchila designed so that through the learning, and again we said learning Musa initially has to be done with understanding and just like one would learn Gemara, but at the end of it, to reach this point of hispalus. Mi shenagua bagisha tarbutit, somebody who is afflicted, it's a strong word, with the cultural approach, haschaltanit, the intellectual approach, miskashavas, you'll find this difficult. Haadam hamoderni misbayesh leorregesh, modern man is embarrassed to express his emotions. בחברה התרבותית נידון אדם כפרימיטיבי כשמגלה הרגשתו בפומבי. In Western society, in contemporary Western society, a person is looked upon as primitive, as not sophisticated when he reveals his emotions in public. אפילו כרויבים מבליגים על רגשותם בשעת הלוויה עם תרבותיים. You find that even relatives restrain the emotions at the time of a funeral because they consider themselves to be cultured and sophisticated, and it's just not done to express oneself in public. Rabbi Israel said, no, when you learn Musar, it is not like that. You must davka ignite the emotions. We have to turn our backs to this approach of schaltanut in bituras emes anotim if we want a true Torah. Bevada, again, the point that we've made many times, haschalas limud b'musar tzichal yos tamid ha'avana b'oimek. We said this already. When a person is learning initially, it must be aimed at understanding. It'll be just like learning Gemara. One has to understand deeply without the emotion what this sefer is saying. Asher blize, without that, ein ze begede limud klal. It's not limud b'chlal. In brackets, tzair shelo yada mikoidem mimusar, a young man who knew nothing from Musar, shales admoir kitzal lomde Musar. He asked Rabbi Yerucham, how does one learn Musar? Us shuva says, and Rabbi Yerucham answered him, bediyuk kmo gemara, exactly as you would learn Gemara. Keshe yivchin bismias Hashem, when Rabbi Yerucham noticed that the questioner was astonished, his bully explained to him, eich ata lomed gemara, well, how do you learn Gemara? Ata mishtadel avin, don't you try to understand? Kach tzarich lilmud gam musar. That's how you have to learn musar. First understand. We said this in a previous chapter. Aval acharei ha'avana ve'amaka. But after the depth, after the understanding, keshemaschirim lachzor la mama, when you start to revise the statement, tzarichim davka le'orer regesh. Then one has to stimulate one's emotions benigun u'vkol ram. It has to ideally be with a certain melody and loudly. V'chol ze la'agir basuf l'ispalus amitis. In order to eventually reach what we call in ispalus, that emotional arousal. Adkan.